This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does motion sound like? With Kizikans free shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
We are going to talk some Los Angeles Clippers in a moment here, as it looks like they're going to add John Wall, bought out by the Houston Rockets. But before we get into some NBA here, the latest like rumors, etc., DeJounte Murray may be on the move from San Antonio to Atlanta. Ken, you've got some Wimbledon updates for us right now, including the Serena Williams match, which I have on my television, and locked into a pretty incredible first set here against Harmony Tan.
Yeah.
Unbelievable
French,
name.
Yeah. Who's, I think, is only playing in her second career Wimbledon, has never advanced past the first round. Like, they really set Serena up for, as like a wild card entrant, they set her up with like a pretty awesome first round opponent to play well. Like, there were lots of, Nadal got stuck with a guy who made like a semi in a big tournament a couple months ago. Like, how did that happen?
If I were single, I would date Harmony Tan sight unseen. Name Harmony Tan from
Harmony
France.
Tan, and you're just like, I'm in.
Sight unseen. Yeah, I got it. I'm just in.
That's and it. Then Party Rock Anthem just starts playing. Right.
And I
Harmony Tan is in the house tonight.
And I start going like this to her.
And you just start pointing at her.
Right? And she just turns and like, why is this weirdo pointing at me? And just runs away.
Got a great forehand.
Harmony Tan is serving for the first set right now.
Yes. So there's some pretty interesting stuff happened today. I think like the story of the day is not
I love her. She won the first set. I love her. The good forehand winner.
7-5 Tan. Your first set. I don't know what Serena closed at price-wise, actually. I want to say she was minus 300. I think that's what she was last night.
I might want a live bet Tan.
Well, I wonder if the live markets are really affected, because this would be a match where you would have to see at least a couple games to understand what version of Serena are you getting, right? The market was only being formed. The market was basically disagreement about, hey, if it was, if it was old Serena, she'd be minus 20,000. And if it is Serena that actually like hasn't played in literally 364 days, then that's going to be problematic.
Tan's so favorite to win the match. She's favorite to win the match right now.
Are we, so they're talking about whether to stop for, cause I'm going to guess the roof is not closed. That's my guess. So this will be a discussion point. Do we start the second set basically? Cause it's sunset there right now.
It's unbelievable. They're doing this to bail Serena out. Like give my girl, like get them back on the court. Let Harmony.
It's actually, it is a significant, it's not just cause she lost the first set. Her stamina has to be zero going into this match. Yeah. This is like a huge, you should actually, if they delay, you should live bet Serena before the market closes. If they do end up postponing this.
Look at Serena's got a smile on her face. She knows what's happening right now.
It's amazing. I guess, are we going to play? Oh my God. Unbelievable. Oh, Harmony Tan. What a bad break. This match kind of deserves its own commentary, I guess. Like, nobody knew what Serena was going to be entering the tournament, because she's like the greatest female tennis player of all time, but also had not played in a year and hadn't played any singles matches coming into the tournament. Played doubles a couple weeks ago. Just no preparation whatsoever in a competitive environment. This is a grand slam. So like, a lot of skepticism, rightly, but she's also the best tennis player of all time. Kind of similar, I think, to how we would evaluate like Tiger Woods in the Open this year, maybe something like that, but not quite the same. Tiger played, but maybe like going into, first major back, basically. How would you evaluate him in the Masters last year, or a couple months ago, I should say, when he hadn't played since the car accident? Maybe something similar, long time off, but the best in their field by far. And went okay at first, but then didn't really go okay. I think that's what the expectations are for Serena here. So she was 26-1. She was like the sixth favorite to win the tournament, or sixth in the market to win the tournament. But obviously, as we see here, she got broken in the first game and like lost the first set 7-5 to a pretty low rated player. So I would say outlook not so good. Outlook not so good. The 700th best tennis player is still like in the 99.999th percentile of tennis players. Like, I just, it's like golfers. Like, if you're on the Korn Ferry Tour, you would just obliterate everyone in anywhere in my orbit, you know, like you would just, and you're not even on the pro tour. So that's kind of like its own thing, is just how Serena looks from a tennis standpoint. She was the sixth in the market coming in. Obviously her price might change, or she could just be eliminated from the tournament entirely. And then the other thing was just a lot of players, Swiatek aside, who looked great again, but on the men's side, especially, just like a lot of people, anybody that you would have liked coming in. So Nadal gets up two sets to love, doesn't even look great getting up two sets to love, loses the third, pretty dicey opening match for him, wins and advances. But that was true with a bunch of the other kind of pre-tournament non-Djokovic favorites today, basically. So all of them advanced for the most part. Nothing really seismic happened, but nobody looked great, which was kind of interesting. And on the women's side, we almost had a huge upset. Coco Gauff almost really, like, not should have lost because she really, really outplayed her opponent, but got into a really tight spot, 5-all in the third, which is like, really, it becomes very coin flippy at that point. She had a million break points and hadn't converted, and finally converted one and ended up surviving. But obviously she was third in the market to win on the women's side. So it's more about, you know, you would like to see some form to like maybe make some bets now, kind of like College World Series. Let me watch everybody play a couple games and then be like, oh, they look really good. Like Ole Miss, oh, they didn't lose in the first round. Like they look like a great team. They, you know, they're not dropping any games. If you use that strategy in this tournament, like Swiatek, I guess you would still like, but nobody else like has pop, even Kyrgios, who was a dark horse on the men's side because there's so few men's chat like competitive contenders this year. Kyrgios is like sixth in the market. He went 5 in his first round yesterday against a British player who I'd never heard of before.
It was ridiculously entertaining in doing so. Like broke a racket, hit a ball out of the stadium, like argued with 7 different people.
I guess it was the full Nick Kyrgios experience, basically.
A worthy Nick K. Win those. As one Nick K to another, like I can appreciate that. And a Greek,
so
too.
I just
gotta love that.
I've watched a lot of the coverage the last 2 days, and I've tried to like talk myself into. Kyrgios is he's from Australia. Like that's his. I think it's his country of birth, but I'm gonna guess has some Greek in his ancestry. Would be like, my guess. Right?
It might be more of a Greek name than mine. So probably.
Yeah, exactly. Was Kyrgios like a deity of anything? That sounds really familiar. Mike, is Kyrgios in mythology at all?
He was Thor's younger brother, and his special power was he made a delicious gyro.
He kicked Thor's hammer out of the stadium. Right? Basically just trying to be as disruptive as possible.
He heckled Odin in Asgard.
Right.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from the people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
So anyway, just it's more about like, I guess like poor play of all the people that you would like. There's a couple of men's contending players who are playing right now who are both in the fifth set. So it's just like, I found myself, it's been very difficult for me to like talk myself into anyone else. Djokovic played yesterday. I'm like, well, let me watch everybody today and see if anybody stands out because the markets have been open the entire time. Just like, no. And then on the women's side, you know, you want to watch Serena and Chiarizas, and it's again, kind of disappointing. So that's kind of been the story of the first couple of days. Everyone's moving on for the most part, but just like, I feel like nobody appears to be in great form yet. We'll see if the second round produces some different results.
Serena, 22 unforced errors in the first set, which she dropped to a Harmony Pan.
And I don't know why that's going to change just because she gets like a night of rest, you know, or whatever. Like, I don't know. She hasn't played in forever. I can't imagine being so good at something.
I want to find out if this is getting delayed right now, because then I do want to bet Serena.
I mean, are they waiting and closing the roof and finishing?
I mean, I have the sound off. I'm not really sure.
I have it off too.
Guys, I mean, that's an option. Someone find out what's happening.
They could close the roof and finish. Yeah, because sunset's like now, basically. So they could, and which would explain this delay if they were taking time to close the roof. So it's just, I can't imagine being so good at something that you're just like, well, I won't do it for a year, and I'm 40. I'm a man, I'm 40. And and I can still just show up to like the highest level of competition and be really competitive. Just like absolutely insane.
Wild.
Yeah. Completely insane. And that, and like the, and that the market would be unsure. Like I imagine anyone else being like, oh, I took a year off, didn't play tennis, and now I'm back and I'm 40. And the market would be like, million to one, like, not even close. And just like the respect that she still commands in the market, even because everyone's just, I think everyone thinks it's not going to be a thing, but we're just kind of not sure. Like we're just, there's like a chance maybe,
which
obviously speaks to her greatness. Makes sense. So closing the roof still a problem. I forget how long it takes or if they've sped it up since the last time. So maybe it takes like 20 minutes or something. That's my guess.
Is Serena might be like the greatest athlete of our lifetime.
She's in the conversation. There's no question. Like compared to like her peers in the same sport. No question.
Yeah. Like I think she has to be number one probably. I guess Jordan, right? Would be number one.
Well, I would say Tiger would be probably my answer.
Those three?
Tyler writes Joey Chestnut.
Joey Chestnut is pretty great.
Well, but it's Joey Chestnut, and then was it Kobayashi was the guy?
Kobayashi.
Him, right?
Poor Kobayashi. And then Kobayashi tried to cheat at the end when Chestnut beat him.
Yeah. But I would say there's at least been like a few runs in the competitive eating world where maybe this would...
But it's been Chestnut for like 20 years.
When was the last time you think he won? When was the first time he won?
I want to say it was like 2007, maybe?
Oh, really?
It's been a long time, for sure.
Was it around when Party Rock Anthem came out? Because apparently my concept of years around the 2010s.
Really before that, I think.
Okay. If that's true, then 07.
2007.
07.
Do you know how I know that? Your memory was on the 4th of July. And I also remember 2008, because I remember it was on the 4th of July. I was at my buddy's house in Connecticut, and we watched the Nadal-Federer epic five-set match in the final, won by Rafael Nadal. And I was rooting for Federer, because I hate Nadal going, ugh, after every single shot. It just annoys
me. Oh, yeah. That's pretty rough. Oh, man, remember the really bad beat a few years later in the hot dog eating contest? Do you remember this?
I remember vaguely.
In all my years of hearing about bad beats, and there are like an excruciating number of them, and like too many, and you just tune them out at some point, there was, I believe it was the women's hot dog eating contest. It was in the 2010s, and I couldn't even place the year. It had to be pre-COVID, obviously. So like 16, 17, 18, so in that time frame. And
a lot of COVID references already on the show today.
Well, it was a big part of our history, you know? Like, that's what I'm just saying. And especially if you talk about sports, we haven't talked about Jeremy yet. Maybe he'll come out in the final hour. The women's hot dog eating contest, you can obviously bet like total number for the winner. And there was a miscalculation in the scoreboard that was being held behind the competitors. So like when it ended, you thought it had gone under. And then they like counted again as a way of like confirming the score, like behind the scenes, basically. And they were like, no. Like it was 41. It's actually 47. And it like changed the result of the bet. So you watch the entire time, you sweat this absurd prop that you have placed, and it ends and you have won. And then you didn't. And then you didn't.
Like if you had bet on Miss Universe when like Steve Harvey announced the wrong winner.
What? I have as little memory of that as you have for the hot dog eating bad beat. Like what happened again? I was watching it.
Yeah. It was Miss Universe. Steve Harvey was the host.
The biggest one? Because like Miss America used to be everything. Miss Universe is like bigger than Miss America.
Well, because like you could be Miss America, but like what if you're not Miss Neptune?
But it doesn't mean just because the scale is larger doesn't mean the competition has to be better, right?
Well, yeah. Well, because it's like Miss America is only America. Miss Universe is everything.
Miss Moon of Pluto, you know?
I don't even know any moons to even make a clever reference. Miss Jupiter, whatever.
Io, right? That's one of Jupiter's moons.
Yeah, right? I don't know. Yeah. Maybe. And basically, let's just say it was like America and Columbia. I'm making that up. And Steve Harvey was like, the winner of Miss Universe is Miss America. And Miss America starts celebrating Miss Columbia's in tears. Someone comes up to Steve Harvey and starts like whispering in his ear. And he's like, excuse me. And like, it's
Moonlight.
Legendary.
It's Moonlight all over again, basically. This was before Steve Harvey, Miss Universe was before La La Land Moonlight, right?
I think it was before it.
I think almost had to be.
That wasn't that long ago.
The Moonlight La La Land wasn't that long ago.
That was unbelievable. How do you screw stuff like this up?
That was when I was still watching movies. I actually saw both La La Land and Moonlight. That's the last time I definitely had watched Best Picture films.
I haven't seen it. Couldn't tell you
what. La La Land was like fine, but I would never want to watch it again.
Can't be that
I also would never want to watch Moonlight again, but I think just the one viewing of it was probably like a more interesting cinematic experience than La La Land.
And Steve Harvey did like a WWE thing where like it was like set up like, hold there, everybody, there's been a mistake. And everyone just like,
which is a great framing, by the way, when you make a mistake, there's been a mistake.
Yes. Like what he should have said is Miss Columbia now has now emerged as a front runner to be Miss Universe.
Early in the day, it's looking like 1, 2, 3 is Miss Columbia, Miss America.
And now we've got Miss Sweden has now emerged as a front runner.
Emerged as a front runner. But wait, you never mentioned this before. Right.
Bettors have been betting on Miss Sweden all the last 24
emerged
hours.
Emerged as a front runner.
I think that's like, and even like that verbiage bothered me. Cause like there's only one front runner. Like has emerged as the front runner. Emerged as, like he tried to cover his ass in such like a really like despicable and transparent. Like it was so obvious.
In like a lame way.
On.
In like a very and like I'm gonna not take a new far out position. I'm gonna take like a middle position that makes it seem like I was always right.
Why can't you just
really
be like
I didn't
yes,
say anything at all?
I was wrong. That's it. Who cares? I guess people do.
Right. Or just like what I had heard earlier from sources was incorrect, and now the front runner appears to be like you know just. A little more transparency would be great.
Do you think like that was, do you think like the usage of the word of like the letter A as opposed to the was intentional? Or you think he was just like,
I think the usage of the first, we scrutinized the first tweet because he left it open-ended in case stuff changed with the order.
So do you think like he had like the inner, like the inner dialogue of like emerged as, A is better than the, emerged as A
well,
is front
here's
runner
a,
as opposed
here's
to
like the really
like, he actually
central,
thought about it.
Yes. Are you kidding me? He pays more attention to his tweets when on the air than what's going out on the air. Like, it's definitely very concerned with all the language. I think the central question, too, is, which we will never get an answer on, or if we do, it's way a far dime down the road. Do you think he was lied to, or do you think he got very ambiguous information and chose to go in a direction?
I think he was lied to.
So you think he had, an incorrect source?
I think he had an incorrect source.
I don't know. There's also like more nefarious things, which is like, did he put that out there for a specific reason?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be for a betting reason, but like
we'll discuss that next. And a little John Wall also going to the LA Clippers.